And this is The Naked Scientist, Chris Smith and Helen Scales with you. We're talking chemistry this week. Our guest in the studio is Graham Day, who's a chemist at Cambridge University, and he designs molecules for a living. Graham, I've got a question here from Nish Nayar. If you'd like to send questions in, by the way, it's nakedscientist.com/Facebook. That's one way to do it. That's what Nish did. Nish says, Graham, how are newly created molecules tested for safety? You're not going to blow up the world or something.
I guess this depends on what we're trying to make the molecule for. If this is, we do a lot of our work on pharmaceutical molecules. Obviously, those go through quite a lot of very strict clinical testing to make sure they're safe for people. Other molecules could be dangerous in other ways, I guess, exploding. So chemical stability.
There's this whole question about nanohazard, isn't there? Are people worried particularly, and what are they doing to make sure that when we generate tiny things like carbon nanotubes and things, they're not going to be the next asbestos?
I guess that's true. So you'd need, again, if this is going to be something which people are going to be around, then they need to be biologically tested and to make sure they don't interact in nasty ways with people.
I assume that there's quite a bit of stuff we can predict and some that we can't predict. And then you get some nasty surprises sometimes. But I'm sure it's all done very carefully inside labs where it's not allowed to come out.